PSC invited developers and transmission owners to submit project ideas for relieving congestion and increasing power transmission capacity in the two identified regions. In response, four developers submitted projects for further consideration that they claim have the potential to meet the objectives of our CD. Those on the phone, if you could mute your phones until after the presentation, that would be great. Thank you. One developer consists of the state's current transmission owners, including Central Hudson, Con Edison, New York State Electric and Gas, National Grid, Orange and Rockland, and Rochester Gas and Electric. The PSC will review individual project applications pursuant to Article 7 of the Public Service Law. Each project has been assigned a case number. Where this differs from a typical Article 7 project is that this is a comparative evaluation. And by that I mean the proposed projects will also be reviewed and evaluated together on a combined record. While several projects may be proposed in the same geographic area, it is anticipated that the Commission will select one project at the end of the review process. The PSC will determine which project will achieve the best balance among the objectives of reducing bottlenecks, ensuring reliability while minimizing impacts. Neither the state, the PSC, nor the DPS have endorsed any of the proposals.
I do want to reiterate something that Aaron had mentioned, that last Friday, the administrative law judges in the proceeding, in response to public concerns that they received, issued a ruling to extend the comment period on the scoping phase of this proceeding. So now interested parties in the public have until February 21, 2014 to submit initial comments, and until March 21 to submit comments in response to the comments that were received. But again, the reason why I want to highlight that is because it is indicative of the Commission's expressed intent to ensure a full and complete public participation in this process.
Thank you.